Okay, so this morning I'd like to talk a little bit about more about patience and working with the hindrances. I'll say a bit more about what they are. Some of you know, or all of us know them. First of all, just to reflect a bit on what we're doing here, the word meditation, translated from the Pali, really means a cultivation. And I was really reflecting on this morning as I was walking, you know, through this countryside and looking at the fields, all the work that the farmers do, you know, to cultivate the earth, and the way that patience is perhaps, you know, one of the ways of understanding that is it's doing what's appropriate at the appropriate time. You know, so cultivation, maybe of our mind, of our heart, cultivation of all these, you know, beautiful qualities that we're reflecting on, the cultivation of all kinds. It's the wisdom to know what's needed. So, you know, sometimes we have to actually stop and reflect and see what's needed, you know, in our meditation practice, in our life, you know. And seeing the practice of being present, this training, this connecting again and again with the here and now, as a kind of planting seeds, lovely metaphor, planting seeds and then tending them, allowing a natural process to take place. And also sometimes tending them, pulling up the weeds, you're putting some protective fence around. Now, sometimes there's ways we can help that process. So part of what we continue to train in meditation throughout our life really is this sensitivity. And the sensitivity to what's really happening right now. Deepening our capacity to really see, to see what's really happening past our assumptions and conclusions and judgments and stories. And with that, a much clearer understanding of what's needed. So we need to practice a kind of wise patience. I was reflecting that maybe we could see in the sense with any of these qualities like kindness or even mindfulness, or it can be wise and unwise, skillful and unskillful. When I was reflecting on this for myself and looking at myself, I was thinking, yeah, there's wise patience, and how differently that can manifest, you know, in different ways, different situations. Sometimes maybe it's really about relaxing and breathing out. Sometimes it's actually really about tolerating, you know, something difficult, somebody difficult, or a situation that we just can't resolve, and tension of that, and sometimes it's just bearing that. Now, sometimes maybe it's about really understanding. You know, somebody, their history and the conditioning that perhaps has produced, you know, behaviors that are harmful. And some part of dealing with that is that understanding that brings some patience. So many, many forms, many manifestations, we might say, of patience. Maybe we have, you know, a particular idea about that, as I said at some point, maybe on the first evening, you know, oh, I've got to be, you know, just put up with everything. It's not necessarily that. And also, equally, maybe sometimes we see there's sort of unwise patience, which where maybe actually there are more aversive, kind of unhelpful, unskillful factors, you know, kind of hiding underneath this idea of patience. Like, oh, I'm being patient, and actually, you know, what's going on really? We're avoiding something. No, there's a kind of passivity or a kind of, you know, some kind of, what's the view under there? Or I can't do that right now, you know. Sometimes we have to probe and see, yeah, actually, what's really going on here? You know, sometimes I say, I'll be patient with myself, and it's actually a kind of a colluding in our habits. So again, this is really sensitive, because then it's not again to get into judgment, but it's a kind of honesty, a kind of emerging kind of out of the sort of sea of delusion, you know. And like, oh, that's what's really happening, right. Okay. You know, and then we can actually respond appropriately, and we can kind of come out of our stuckness. So just with all of these things, you know, just to be careful that it doesn't get into judgment. But it's about clarity. So just a little bit about working with the hindrances, which is really obviously, we all know by this point, we've known that, you know, to sit and walk and make this effort to connect with the breathing, with the body, it's not easy, no, often. And understanding these disturbances, the ways that the mind gets sort of riled up or disturbed, and being able to work with that in our meditation, and we can, while we're here, that practicing with that will help us so much in our life as the same patterns show up. And again, how much anything that's going on is such an opportunity for cultivating, you know, for cultivating kind of helpful qualities. And that in that way, you know, anything that's going on, the difficult, the lovely, whatever it is, can be transformed into our path. It's always right here, this potential for awakening, for, you know, the awakening of wisdom and the fruition. It's always right here, whatever's going on. So it's really, but just from my own experience, I've just again and again seen that, being able to turn toward the difficult and actually really, really know that. It can be deeply transformative. Sometimes it needs more than that. It needs this sort of working with. And I just want to read you this, Ajahn Sumedho, that this is something I think is very profound. It points to the real potential of each moment to be an opportunity for transformation, you know, for healing, for waking up. He says, when you are willing to be the one who has all the patience in the world to be with the existing condition, you can let it cease. You can let it cease. If you can just get a sense, this is actually pointing to the power of mindfulness and full awareness, sati sampajana in Pali. When we can actually, this is partly what we're training to do, is be really present with the body, you know, sensation, sound, sight, thoughts. When there's this very pure kind of meeting that, and the dropping away of all our agendas, all our pushing and clinging and getting lost in, and when that calms down, drops away, when there's this possibility that the condition, that the manifestation of the thought, it can just dissolve. It can be released in that. So just to point to that possibility, and maybe you see that, you know, maybe sometimes I think that actually that's happening, and we don't notice, and that's another part of our practice, you know. So we're so noticing, you know, the next arising, you know, the next problem, and the next right, you know, it's like we haven't noticed actually that really compelling, you know, kind of bit of tension or pain, it's actually gone. Oh, really helpful to notice that. So these five hindrances, which are really helpful, again, like a little toolkit, you know, we can have our, and this is one tool maybe you can sort of have, and it's sort of so important and helpful, and part of if we can see these, helps us to open and settle and come into contact with that mind, that aspect of mind, or the potential of the mind for tremendous stillness, clarity, steadiness, purity. So they are desire and aversion, the first two. We've already touched on them, haven't we? You know, we've actually, and in your own experience, I know, you know, all kinds of aversion, from very, very mild to very intense, you know, very mild little, just these little grains of irritation. It's very extreme, just like rage, you know. I just gotta, and everything in between. Fear, you know, wanting to run away, also that in that. Even boredom and some forms of sleepiness, actually, it's aversion. It's very interesting. If there's sleepiness around, it can be quite helpful sometimes to kind of, oh yeah, it's a kind of a form of a mild, sort of subtle form of aversion to something. So that all those forms of kind of turning away. And then sometimes I see them as two sides of a coin, you know, desire, the kind of wanting mind. Again, all different forms of that and all different kind of manifestations for sense pleasures or for certain states of mind, or, you know, just getting this sorted out, or, you know, whatever it is. And that to see that arising in the mind, one of the key things with both of these and all of the hindrances is if we don't see them, they take us over. They kidnap us. They become who we are. They become what the world is. And if we're full of aversion, everything is wrong, everybody's bad, everything's irritating, just, and the mind is just, you know, it's just going to do that. So it's like, oh. Recognizing that mind state. Or desire, again, oh, you know, and we're just off in fantasy, and then it's another fantasy, and then we're off for chasing after a cup of tea, and then we're trying to get comfortable, you know, and like, oh, wait a minute. Mind state of desire. Around, right. Understand that, see that. then it's restlessness and sleepiness. So you can see a good pair there in terms of our energy. Sometimes it's like, and some of us have tendencies, you know. I tend to be more on the agitated end of the scale. Some other people tend to be more the sleepy end, you know. So knowing your temperament, or maybe in different situations, you know, you can go either way, or sometimes you go both ways. You know, like people have reported that already, you know. So at some point you can be really like, everything's just going, wah, you know, and then another moment, boom, you know, and you're sort of gone. So sometimes you can have that real, that sort of swinging around. So really noticing what's going on with our energy, we'll talk more about that particularly tomorrow, actually, and working with our energy to see what's needed and how helpful it is to recognise that. You know, if there's a lot of restlessness, oh, no wonder I'm fidgeting and going here and going there and can't settle. Right, know it. And then the last one is doubt. So we have desire and aversion, restless and sleepiness, and doubt. And doubt is that one where I can't do this. Oh, what are we supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be, I don't know, should I follow the breath or should I go do the body scan? Oh, I don't know. Oh, there's, oh, what shall I do with that? There's that thing in my, oh. wavering, you know, feeling like, oh, I don't know what to do. And, or, yeah, oh God, I can't do this. One of the key things with that is, again, I mean, the first thing is knowing it. The hindrance of doubt. And these are universal. These are for everybody. And for us to work with, to know it's, you know, this is not just me, there's all of these, such an opportunity to embrace our humanity in a way. It's like our common human condition and a tremendous opportunity for compassion with that for ourselves and others. So finding again, you know, as we go through the retreat for yourself and then when we're in groups and with the one-to-one interviews, like, we can really help our lives so much by knowing these energies and knowing how to work with them. So when they come up in our lives, we feel more, we know them and we feel empowered to work with them. So an image that came from a teacher called Pema Chodron, who's a Tibetan teacher. And she told this story of going to see her teacher and, you know, talking to him and, oh, my life, and it's just, there's this and that, and you know, it's all kind of difficult, and there's this happening and that happening, and I keep, my practice is no good, and all this. And he said, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's like, he says, well, that's like you're walking into the surf of the sea, and on the beach, and the waves are breaking, and they're quite, sometimes the waves are quite strong, and they break over, and they push you over, and you're down, you're in the water, and you've got sand in your mouth and your ears, and then you get up again, and you keep kind of walking. And then the wave breaks over you again, and then you go into the water again. And eventually, you learn, you get steadier, and the wave breaks over you, and you learn to just let it break over you. And then eventually, the waves appear to be getting smaller. That's what can happen through the steadiness, through the presence, actually. Because so much of these, I don't know if you begin to see this, that the storms and the difficulties we experience in our bodies and minds and hearts are so much are actually fed by our refusal to feel them, to see them, you know, in a way to be that. And when we have the courage and the clarity and the resource, you know, we have to be wise about that. Sometimes, you know, we have to step back, but then, as Ajahn Sumedho said, we can let it cease. So I hope that's helpful. Again, really encourage you to. There's the individual interviews. Again, really use that opportunity if you want to. There's no should, but it's really, you know, don't hold back, and really feel free to use that again if it feels helpful with your practice. It's, you know, it's not so many of us, and there's two of us, so we're here. And also, to really, also really, again, cultivate that sense of our own resourcefulness, our own knowing, capacity to know, and to meet things with kindness, patience, and to learn, to keep learning every moment what's helpful. Sometimes that may be doing very little. So in our meditation, you know, again, the skill of doing less, what can I stop doing? Sometimes that's, we need to think about it, simplify. So as we come into a period of sitting meditation, again, just finding a comfortable posture for the sitting, if you need to shift your posture right now. So we're just sensing the stillness and silence around us in the house and outside. And that spaciousness, that or stillness, silence. They're also, in a way, resources we can tune into. So patience can also manifest as meticulousness, as attention to detail, interest, coming close, this real intention to connect with each breath, each moment. Feeling our body opening to emotions, noticing thoughts, a little sense of allowing. And helping us to stay present, helping us to full awareness, mindful of the breathing, mindful of the body. noticing where our attention is drawn to. And giving that some caring, careful, knowing, and responding if needed. Then returning again, returning again and again and again.